Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This one's for you tonight.
Okay, let's get started.
Lisa's like, also FYI, Jax just walked in. And Stassi's like, well, then it's my time to leave.
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, don't be a baby. You're a strong woman. And they keep cutting to Jax walking alone through the restaurant and kind of playing like feels like killer music. Like he's like looking for prey.
Yeah. That's what the sense that I got too. And it was strange. Like rewatching this, it's strange that Lisa warns Stassi that Jax is in the room. Like, as if she knows that this is something that Stassi really cares about, but then derides her for wanting to leave the room when you just had this like kind of like threatening warning about Jax like coming through the halls to get her. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like Lisa switches her demeanor instantly to be like, Stassi, don't be brave and stand up and be here when Jax arrives. But the one thing that no one is saying is that Stassi officially told production or told everyone in the world that she will never film another scene with Jax for some reason. Either it's because of the cheating that he did in season two or some other revealed reason why absolutely Stassi cannot be in the same room with Jax.
Yeah, she really seems terrified.
Yeah, but Lisa knows, I think, at this point that there is some condition that Stassi has to not be in the same room no matter what, and Lisa is exploiting that in a way because she knows it's good drama to have Stassi walk out and then chastise her for doing that.
Yeah, she's like, good luck, Stassi.
Yeah, and then this is to me, I mean, I don't know if we're getting there, but Stassi like decides to leave. Jax is already, though, with this edit, Jax has already been there for about 10 or 15 minutes, in my opinion, like just from imagining how much time has passed. So it's only that he specifically was about to go in the same room with Stassi that she has to leave.
Yeah, also on her way out, well, first of all, she's like, I shouldn't have come here.
Yeah.
And she says that Sir isn't the evil hotel in The Shining, but like the people are.
Yeah. And I think she should have just gone with the full analogy because that would have been great and just call Sir.
Yeah.
Like she didn't want to burn a bridge with Lisa that far, but she should have just called it the hotel from The Shining.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a.
With the bar.
Yeah. like that was a great reference, but so she dulled that analogy and just said the people are. She goes, yeah. I got burnt by the toaster, or what did she say? Like I touched the burner and got burned, or whatever. She says it better than that. And then they watch her walk away. She leaves. And then this, I think about this all the time. It's the send off to Stassi. So the entire cast is out on the patio and they see Stassi walk by. I don't even know if they actually did or not, but they see Stassi leave. And then they all give their goodbye Stassi.
Yeah, and there's like a montage of confessionals of saying, so long, Stassi's tiara. So long, Stassi's happy birthday. So long, Stassi's corny statement necklaces. So long, Stassi trying to boss me around. And Schwartz yells down the street, don't come back.
Yeah, and as she's walking also walking by, Sandoval goes, "You suck." And Ariana goes, "Go do another shot with Kristen, you hypocrite." So they're like, not only in real time in their confessionals talking shit about her and like writing her off, but in real life, they're taunting her and screaming at her as she walks by. And I think that if Stassi, you know, this, I think they all knew that this was the end of Stassi on the show. And this is how they were going to say goodbye to her.
Yeah.
Like in full defeat. Like,
it's
we won.
Shame. Yeah. Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
We won. You lost. You couldn't handle it without us. Get off our show. Goodbye. And we're going to make fun of everything about you. Like, even Schwartz is saying corny statement necklaces. Like, he never says mean stuff like that. And he was ready to give it to Stassi.
Yeah.
It's a sad end because I never hated Stassi. I think that she put a stake in the ground of something that just could not exist on the show, and she got burned by it.
Yeah.
But I do see a lot of merit to why Stassi did not want to be back in a toxic group like that and thought there could be another reality that she thrived in. But once Katie turned, it made her position on the show, she couldn't handle it anymore because she lost the bridge to the group with Katie.
Right.
So that's why the Katie's turn hurts her so bad, because it's almost like, Katie, you wrote me off this show.
Right.
This one's for you tonight.
Sorry about that. Amy and I had to stop talking because we heard Rumpy Pumpy going around the shed, and we knew Lisa would be following him. If you want to keep listening to this episode, you can subscribe to our Patreon, and you'll get a Vanderpump Rules recap episode from the very beginning every single week. Plus, you can become a member of the Tipsy Turtle Club, where Amy and I make the most famous cocktails in Bravo history. So please, if you like what you listen to here, subscribe and become a Villa Rosa VIP, where you can feel like a cherished guest at Villa Rosa. We love you so much. So if you love us, subscribe on Patreon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.